You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
As we kick off the trending report, we will talk football instead. I guess we can hold off for just a little bit with putting Bo Nix in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, after the preseason.
He's nervous.
After the preseason, Bronco fans were like talking Super Bowl and Hall of Fame and all of that. Broncos dropped their opening game of the season in Seattle. Rookie did not have the best day. Threw for fewer than 150 yards, tossed
That's
a couple
all right.
of interceptions.
He ran in for a touchdown, though.
Hooray!
He did all right.
The Broncos' home opener will be this weekend as they host the Pittsburgh Steelers. And former Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson coming back to town.
Maybe.
It's not clear yet if Wilson will play because he's been hurt. So he'll be here. He'll be on the sideline at the very least, just waving at the crowd. Hi, everybody.
My two observations. Jer on sports here. Don't like the Broncos uniforms. Very generic. I just don't like them. I can't get used to them. They do not look good. Second observation. Man, that Bo Nix has some thick arse eyebrows, doesn't he? The thickest eyebrows I've ever seen on a man. I was watching his little after game press conference or whatever. Couldn't take my eyes off his eyebrows.
What causes his eyebrows to be that thick?
They were really thick. I was like, I've never noticed
that. A lot of testosterone or something like
Could
that?
Could be. I don't know. Luxurious.
I'll tell you this, we know who's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. They've announced, because some people are saying, oh, it needs to be a rock show now. And other people said, oh, it needs to be a country artist now. Because we've had a lot of hip-hop lately. Nope, it's more hip-hop. It's Kendrick Lamar, who's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Can we all read through this? I mean, this is going to be a surprise appearance by Taylor Swift because she does Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar. They're just setting it up for a Taylor Swift cameo during the Super Bowl. Come on.
And hope that her, and hope that her boyfriend is back in for
going
for the three-peat.
I think so.
Anyway, that's in February in Nolens this time, Super Bowl 59, and your halftime will be Kendrick Lamar.
How do you feel about that?
I don't
know much about Kendrick Lamar. Like, I was like, is he big enough? I guess he is.
I know he did the little bit in the Maroon 5 song that we play.
His little synopsis on the Google box says, regarded as one of the most influential hip-hop artists of his generation and one of the greatest rappers of all time. I didn't know.
Great.
All right.
Anyway, big stage for him. When you go to a game, what are you paying for a beer and a hot dog? They checked the prices around NFL stadiums. They found the average is about $15 to get yourself a beer and a hot dog. Where the Broncos were yesterday up in Seattle is the priciest. It's right at about $20 for both. The cheapest is in Atlanta at Hotlanta's football stadium. You can get a beer and a hot dog for about $7.50.
Not bad. It's a little teeny tiny wiener, though, probably.
I got to tell you, man, prices at going to games. I bought some baseball tickets a while back in Atlanta to go to a game. And
pricey.
Because they got a good team. What's going on at the box office? Beetlejuice. The experts last week were predicting that Beetlejuice Squared, it would make about $110 million on its opening weekend. So now the results are in, and it made $110 million.
We talked about this on Friday, didn't we? I was like, man, they nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, they got it right on the nose, 110.
They say the movie's so-so, is every review I'm reading. It's so-so, and that Michael Keaton basically saves it. All because of the nostalgia aspect to it.
Right.
And just seeing Beetlejuice again.
I don't really have a desire to go. I liked the first one so much, and I thought it ended with a perfect bow on it. This just seems like cash grab to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
They're doing it.
The greatest movie of all time. I don't know. So that was number one at the box office. Speaking of movies, this is kind of funny. Children of the 90s will love this. Macaulay Culkin is going to go on tour. But no, he's not going to be singing. He's going out and about to talk about the movie Home Alone. They're calling it a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin. And what he'll do is sit there and watch the movie with you. And then afterwards, he'll get up on stage and do a Q&A with the audience.
I like this.
What would you ask Macaulay Culkin? You grew up watching
that
movie.
Yeah, are you sick of Home Alone yet? Are you sick of this? Are you sick of people making you slap the side of your face and go, ah!
Mm-hmm.
He made a quick appearance. I don't know if he's going to be a regular thing in that show that I'm watching, The Righteous Gemstones. Mm-hmm. He pops in the end of season two, and I was like, holy crap, it's Macaulay Culkin. He didn't look so good.
I felt like his brother completely stole the show with the movie Succession. Kieran Culkin was fantastic in that. Anyway, if you want to buy the VIP package, which will cost a lot more, then you also get to go up and get a picture with Macaulay Culkin. So if that's something that you really want to do, what else is trending right now?
Well, it's glow time, which is what Apple is calling the big iPhone 16 event today. It's glow time. Probably from their Apple Park headquarters there in Cali. They're going to do the iPhone 16 and other new products, is what this story is saying. The latest generation of iPhones is going to, they're going to have the Apple Intelligence. That's the big thing today. It's their AI department now, Apple Intelligence. It's going to be incorporated into iOS 18 and everything that Apple does from here on out, it sounds like. The phones, they're going to be bigger displays. The Pro Max, which is the one I have, it's 6.7 inches. They're going to 6.9 inches now. I'm going to tell you right now, this phone is freaking huge the way I have it now. I made a mistake by going this big, so I can't imagine going any bigger. Try to wear it in loose shorts on a summer day, Dom. It's like dragging your pants all the way down. Some new chips are coming out, making the phones faster and the battery life better. Even better cameras. I don't know how much better you can get. You can already see pores on your grandma's face when you're taking pictures. And as of right now, no pricing. But you know, let's see, the Pro Max right now was $1,200, so they'll probably tack another hundo onto that. They're getting pricey, aren't they?
Well, you know, as an Apple stockholder, I'm
thrilled. Fine, have at
every
it.
Every time they raise
make
prices,
that money.
That's right.
Story here says that September 9th is the most common birthday in the United States of America. According to the Social Security Administration, it's number one.
Yeah, so along those lines, shout out to my good friend, former member of this show, Milo. Today is his birthday September 9th.
How about that? Yeah. They say people were banging during the holidays, if you do the math, if you go back a little bit. Holiday loving.
Yeah, if the top 10 are all between September 9th and September 20th, that's a lot of loving going on. It was funny. They said it's not just the holiday spirit that's like infused people.
Yeah.
But all the booze.
It's the booze. You've
it's
got
all the booze
time on your hands. There's cheer in the air and cheer in your pants. So that's why so many people were born on this day. Hey, if you're dreaming of a 4-day work week, check this out. The Tonight Show is going to 4 days a week. The new fall season. There's going to be episodes on Monday through Thursday. And then a repeat on Friday night. So Jimmy Fallon is going to get Friday night off. This goes back years and years. I remember watching a documentary on The Tonight Show, and Johnny Carson did this towards the end of his contract. He worked in the 4-day work week, I believe. And they wanted to do three.
At one point, I think he was doing three.
Nutty. Yeah. You know you're a big deal when you can request that, I guess. I did not know this. Selena Gomez has joined the Billionaires Club, according to a new report. She's worth $1.3 billion. And again, most of it's coming from her cosmetics brand, the Rare Beauty brand. This is like Kai, right? Kylie Jenner? Isn't she a billionaire off of her cosmetics? I think that's most of the
that's
money.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. And then you've got Rihanna with her
underpants
off
line.
Her Fenty line.
Yeah.
That's the thing for the young singers is to create some sort of product that they can attach their name to.
I got to get on that. Maybe like Jeremy's chapstick or something. Jer-Bear chapstick. Anyway, she's 32, one of the youngest female billionaires in the country. Did you get avocado hand this summer? According to data, the most popular months to slice your hand open while cutting an avocado were April through July. It's so common that doctors actually have started calling it avocado hand because y'all are making your salads, putting a little avocado on your burgers maybe, and you're slicing into the old avocado, and it goes right through and right into your flesh. And a few stitches later, you've come home to a cold burger. I have a special avocado cutting knife. It's like rounded at the end, so it's just sharp enough to get it through the skin, and then as you slice through, it's rounded, so it just kind of rolls with it. and it gives me a chance to play this.
Avocados from Mexico.
Hey, this is a science story here. Scientists have discovered a common food dye that is found in Doritos can turn a living mouse's skin transparent. It's the old yellow number 5, and they rubbed it on various aspects of the mouse's body, and it turned the skin red, they say, which made it appear translucent, but then you could actually see the organs visibly through your naked eye. You could see everything moving around and going there on the mouse, just with yellow number 5. They say this is actually going to be huge if it gets transferred to humans, because instead of invasive biopsies, you can just rub something on the skin. You can take a look at tumors. You can see what's going on. Think of blood draws. They rub it right there on your forearm. They can see your veins. First poke. Perfect. Bada boom. And they say that also is going to be huge for targeting pigment for tattoo removal. So you can see the pigment underneath there, and they can zap it easier. Kind of cool stuff.
Clever.
I kind of want to get a bottle of it, though, and just, like, do it at home and, like, look at my organs. You know, like, oh, my God. Like, what's going on? You know where you'd put it first, probably. Listen to this. An Arizona resident who sneezed in the shower discovered that a small toy had been lodged in his nose for about 25 years. Do I have the audio? I do have the audio. Let's listen to this guy talking about it.
I was in the shower, and my doctor has told me that with the dry, hot summer months, it's really helpful to blow your nose while you're in the shower. Today, I was blowing my nose in the shower, and lo and behold, I blew out a Lego dot that has been in my nose for at least 26 years.
Do we need to say anything else? I don't know. Oh, my God. It is. It's just a tiny little yellowish-looking Lego dot. There's pictures of it on our Facebook. And, yeah.
Imagine. Well, you know, those things are indestructible.
They
so
are. Sure, it looked brand new.
He could have picked it right up and put it on one of his Lego toys.
I guess he'd been, like, going to the doctor for sinus issues, and nothing was ever getting cleared up, and then one sneeze in the shower. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Peanut butter and jelly M&Ms are expected to launch soon.
I'll try it.
That makes one of us.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy on the FB. Couple nerds developed the world's largest iPhone Max. It's called the Mega Max, and it is 7 feet tall and fully functional. Perfect story for the Apple release day today. It's pretty darn cool, actually. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.